Hello, neighbors. This is Andy Berry from San Clemente, California. My wife, Jolie, and I are owners at Bay Lake Tower, and you are listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed. Your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 69 of the My DVC Points podcast. We are smack dab in the middle of the Disney Riviera Resort series, where we're talking with Disney Riviera owners to see how they define value and to see how they handled this controversial issue of the resale restrictions that are out there on this resort. The owners are coming back in and they're telling us what they value and how they see value in the contract. And one of the ways that I know everybody who's financed the contract can see value is if you've financed your contract, head on over to our season 3 sponsor, Monera Financial, and check out their refinance rates. They're as low as 9.0% on a DVC loan. Go ahead and check them out, monerafinancial.com, and let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. Historically, we've been able to help listeners save a ton of money by refinancing their direct contracts at lower rates. Now, let's jump into today's show, where we welcome Tara Gray to the show. So, Tara, you bought into Disney's Riviera, correct?
Yes, my husband and I did.
Okay. Now, is this your first DVC contract, or do you own some others?
Actually, we do not own. We've been going to for, 15 years, but we just never got around to it. And finally, after a couple years of annual passes and going like 4 times a year, we're like, well, we really should at this point. And there were a couple reasons we finally did with Riviera. So one of them being that Riviera is now centrally located on the property. Most of what they've been building up until this point has been by Magic Kingdom. And while we love Magic Kingdom, we like all the parks equally. So short of Animal Kingdom, Kidani being by Animal Kingdom, everything's really been up there. And this is much more centrally located. So we're very happy about that. So that's what kind of made us really pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's been 20 years since Beach Club and Boardwalk opened. And they really haven't opened anything else there. And Saratoga is not far from there, but it's still not close.
It's out of the way. It's not convenient. And the same with Old Key West. You know, they're both nice resorts, but they're sort of out of the way. And they weren't really generally doing much direct or anything with them. So at the times we were looking. So I was much more interested in having something along the lines of Boardwalk. And so this kind of fits the bill perfectly, being that I can hop the gondola to the back gate of Epcot and also hop it indirectly to Hollywood Studios. That takes 2 of the 4 out of the running right away in terms of busing. And then the other two, while I would have to take buses, Animal Kingdom is still very close. And Magic Kingdom is a little farther from everything unless you're by the Magic Kingdom. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, Magic Kingdom's just a pain to get to no matter what. I mean, unless you're staying at one of those monorail resorts, it's just a
right.
complete
and
pain.
Then when you are, it's a pain to get to other resorts. Or to get to other parks, I'm saying. From, you know, if you are staying up at the Magic Kingdom, sure, it's a piece of cake to get there. But everywhere else is still a little bit of a longer haul. And even when we've used busing from some of those resorts, we've noticed that it doesn't come all that often. Some of the, even though the deluxe resorts up there, trying to get to some of the other parks, is like we've waited a lot longer than we've typically waited at Pop. Because, well, Pop has a lot of people. They also provide a lot of busing.
Yep.
Continually. So we've found busing to be more of an issue from some of the deluxe resorts. So we didn't want to rely on busing for 3/4 of where we wanted to go.
Got it.
Or more than that, the water parks and Disney Springs.
Got it. So now, do you think you'll end up just staying primarily at Riviera, or do you think you'll be bouncing around some to some of the other DVC resorts?
I think a lot of time I'll probably be at Riviera. I do want to here and there stay at like Boardwalk for a few days, or maybe, well, Kidani. We do enjoy Kidani, but again, you know, like when we want to do more of a resort only vacation, you know, Savannah room at Kidani, and we could be perfectly happy there for a week with all the animals and stuff to do.
Oh, you're talking my wife's love language on that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. We do love it there a lot. And that's almost like its own kind of vacation at Kidani. You don't even, you know, it's like Disney and you're going to Africa. It's like two different things in one. And we love the restaurants at Kidani. We love Sana'a. We love Boma. We love Chico. We love all of it. So we do love it there. And we thought about buying in there, but obviously resale at this point. But we'll see. We will add resale points eventually. But it's pretty easy to get Kidani. So we were thinking maybe more buying in a little Bay Lake Tower resale down the road.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of having multiple home resorts. Because we go multiple times a year. So if I have enough points to pull off a stay between banking and borrowing at one resort, well, if I'm going twice a year, let's have four home resorts and bank and borrow and pull it off every time in 11 months.
Right. So I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg. We just finally went ahead and did it, and we knew we needed some direct, and this is the perfect spot for us. We do enjoy Caribbean Beach. Like, we enjoy staying in Jamaica and Caribbean Beach. Occasionally, we love Pop, and that's right next door. So if we wanted to add a couple of days at Pop, their new renovated rooms are fabulous. And we just came back from 2 weeks at Pop and enjoyed every minute of it. And we drove down, so we had our car, which is handy.
Yeah, I'm going down to Pop in October, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, their rooms are fabulous since they've renovated them. And we always stay, our favorite place is the 70s Big Wheel building, because it's very close. You can cut across the 90s parking lot to the buses, and it's real close to the Classic Hall. It's kind of our perfect spot there. And you don't have to pay preferred, because half the building's not even preferred and the other half is. So it's our kind of secret spot. And usually we don't have any trouble getting it when we request it, because there's no pool in front of it.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's one of our little secrets that we really enjoy. So
yeah, well, what else are you looking forward to at the Riviera Resort? And this is bad, but I was there, and every time I swung by Saratoga to look at the rooms, it wasn't between 2 and 3, so I couldn't just pop in, and I didn't want to make an appointment.
Oh, right, and go through the whole spiel. Yeah.
Right, because I'm beyond buying more points at this point in time. I have enough.
Right. Well, we really enjoy it. First of all, we don't have any kids. We have schnauzers, and we rescue schnauzers. So for the two of us, one thing that was really appealing was the tower rooms, having just, you know, for just two. So like, if we can sneak down for a few days here or there, we can just stay in a tower room when we're not kind of meeting up with anybody else or having other family meet us and stay with us and that sort of thing for some, you know, they're a little pricey. Like, all the points on Riviera Resort are a little pricey.
Yeah, they're steep.
Yeah, they're a little steep, but, you know, we can still pull off a little tower room, have a nice view. You know, we're going down. Actually, we booked 3 days and 3 nights in February. We're doing a quick rundown just to stay there and enjoy the resort. And so we booked a tower room. And so we kind of can't wait to see how that goes. But the one bedrooms are extremely nice. I mean, the one bedrooms are extremely nice, but they're wicked more points. And to me, if you're not going to house more people for those points, I can just skip them. I'm a little more practical than that. So the studios, though, are very nice as well. Looking forward to kind of staying in both of those. I probably wouldn't bring myself to go for a one bedroom because it doesn't sleep anymore. So
yeah, you're right. They're both 5 at Riviera. And the only thing I can say is, because we are a 5-person family, my family would revolt at a studio now. Now that they've been into one bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. So
I tell them they can revolt all they want if they cough up money towards point. You know, hey, do some extra chores. So otherwise, we can all fit in a studio. Yeah, well, they're beautiful, though. Like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if my husband and I end up staying in a one bedroom for just a couple nights here and there, just for fun. But, you know, I probably wouldn't book out an entire week with them. But we don't mind flipping around. And so I can see us doing a lot of 3 or 4 nights at Riviera and then switching to, you know, a couple nights at Boardwalk or a few nights at Boardwalk or a few nights at Kidani and doing a lot of split stays, because we enjoy those.
Yeah. The other thing that you guys will find as well is you'll be pulling off a stay at about the 5-month mark and all the studios are gone. Right. And you still want to go, so you'll end up finding a one bedroom that works. That happens a lot. So
actually, what I'd probably end up, because what I'll do first is I'll book my own resort for the whole time I need it. and then, but I'll book it in two chunks so that I keep the one chunk. And then the second chunk, if I can find another place, great. If I can't find another place, I either keep the second chunk or I put my points back and I go stay at Pop for a couple days. I'll be just as happy either way. I probably won't pull a one bedroom for no reason. I'd rather bank the points and go longer. We're one of those families that would rather stay longer.
Okay.
We were just down there for 3 weeks, so we only bought 185 points. So either stay longer or I could go on more vacations and studios here and there throughout the year.
Oh, that does make sense, especially if you have that kind of time off, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm a teacher, so we have summer, and then in the winter, I can't do huge amounts of long. I only have a couple of three personal days I can use a year. I can use four if I keep one from the year before. So oftentimes, we go the week after Thanksgiving. We fly down Thanksgiving Day, and we stay the whole week after, and because we get Mondays off in Pennsylvania for hunting purposes, which is... Anyway, we still get Mondays off after Thanksgiving for hunting. So I would add the 4 days on there and we would stay for like, a 10 or 11 day vacation that way. But if I don't use that year, then I have a couple of days I can use and I throw them on a long weekend or something. And throughout the year, this last year, we went down for Flower and Garden. We added 2 days on. I think we flew down Friday night and came back Tuesday.
So got it.
Kind of a long weekend. So.
What was it about Riviera that made you pick that? Or are the other resorts just not offered in Pennsylvania? Because some states are so expensive for DVC to offer older resorts in, they don't renew the license to sell them. So I don't know what that state list is, but
I have no idea what that state list is. I've never actually wanted to purchase anything else because I've always wanted to purchase something direct for the time, in the beginning. So I had the direct points. And then resale down the road. I mean, I've always kind of, I don't know that there's any area that would be a problem. I did look when we were looking at buying Riviera, the guy I was dealing with also showed us that they did have direct points that they could sell for Boardwalk, but they were actually like $5 more a point than Riviera. And, for the balance of the contract, yeah, not so great.
Yeah. Another 21 years left.
Yeah, no. So I'm like, well, if we're going to do that, I'd rather have the 50 years left. Plus, I know that everybody's up in arms about the resale thing, et cetera, but we plan to bequeath it to my niece. So we have no plans of ever selling it, which, I know you might not. But for us, it's kind of we should be fine for the next 10 years. And then we'll be eventually bequeathing it to my niece. So
gotcha. So you just bought in with the mindset that, hey, look, we don't have any kids, but what we're going to do is just give this to a niece family. And I take it she loves Disney, yeah. Right?
Right. She won't have an issue with it at all. So, or eventually, maybe we do sell it and it's fine and whatever, but I doubt it. We'll probably just hand it to her and she'll have fun with it for the rest of, however long the 70 years goes for her. And I mean, she'll be using some of it with us anyway, her and her boyfriend, when they come, they'll be coming with us from time to time as it is. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, that sounds very logical to me that you're looking at this like, well, when I'm done with a contract, I was going to give it to a family member anyways. So I'm just considering right. The whole thing written off and gone. And
exactly.
if she gets something, she gets something. And you don't really care because you were giving it away anyways, right?
Right. Exactly. Because, I'm considering it as I would pay that much for these vacations over the next 10 years. Like, for however many years I'm going to use it, I'm sure I'll break even at some point and then I'll save money. Mm-hmm. And I would probably not ordinarily stay in these accommodations because we enjoy Pop and I'm not going to fork over $400 and $500 a night for something else, generally speaking, for an entire 2 week vacation or what have you. But this will allow me to stay somewhere nicer on a more built-in budgeted friendly process where I won't even notice that it's coming out of my paycheck. And in the end, then I'll just be paying dues each year. And then eventually she'll just be paying dues. So I just wrote it in as the cost of vacations for however many years I want to use it. And whatever's left at the end, she...
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. The thing of this is, and this whole conversation is, we all do Disney a little differently. And we all see DVC a little differently. And that's a perspective that, is kind of new to me. But now that you explain it, it really makes sense. And the whole point of this deal was it's your life and your money and your values. And I'm just trying to come in and ask some Riviera owners what their values are and explain this from their perspective. And it's educational because I learned something.
Right. I'm a very practical person. At the same time, this gives us another way to experience a whole bunch of other, of the DVC resorts. When we were down there this last time and we bought in, got a chance to go to the Taco Bay Lake Tower, and we had a blast there. You know, we got to use some of the other perks. We got to go to, you know, into Imagination upstairs and enjoy that for a while. And so, you know, it's already given us some new things to do that we enjoy. And, you know, hopefully one thing that will be interesting is to see if they have, you know, with the Destino, Grand Destino opening, it'll be interesting to see if they have all the perks that they have in those rooms, in these rooms, with the, like, the TV that greets you and all this other, you know, that sort of thing. That
level, the smart TV kind of stuff. Yeah.
Because if they don't, it would be kind of rude for them to not do that for the club paying club people versus just the, you know, and just give it to the convention payers and the cash payers. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that, if that was already part of the of their plan or not.
Yeah, that's so. It's different because really the vacation club is not traditionally club level. And so I know right. that tower is supposed to be high end. So in my mind, I look right. at it and I go that the tower is supposed to be higher than a deluxe studio. So it would make sense if they didn't do it to me. But yeah, I could see where some people could be disappointed.
Yeah, that tower is supposed to be more than a deluxe. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my take on it. And it's the same thing is true over at Yacht Club as well. In club level, pretty much every place. I don't know that the tower is club level.
It's wild that they put something club level like that at a moderate. Well, I mean, I guess that there's convention there, but wow.
Yeah, it's primarily for the conventions because the people who come to Disney for a convention, they're writing right. some serious checks. We looked into it once meeting.
And I get that. And that's where I'm kind of like, yeah, catering to the people with the cash.
Yep.
They're going to compete against Swan and Dolphin and such.
I get it. I mean, you know, Yacht Club and all that stuff. But somehow it just seems weird to me that they put a concierge tower on a moderate place. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'll be
I'm
curious
surprised.
To see if they build more DVC on other moderates. You know, how popular Port Orleans is.
French Quarter and Riverside.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if something pops up there eventually, too.
Yeah, that's what we're all waiting on to see what's next. And, well, they kind of built one partly between a deluxe and a campground. Okay. So that's where the next one's going. But
the reflection. Reflection.
That's just odd.
Which just, I don't know. It looks more like a retreat. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one. I'm glad I'm glad that's not what they were selling right now because. Now we were finally ready to do it. We finally decided to do it. I'm glad one was there that in the spot that we were looking for and had the gondola line option to go right to the back. The back gate at Epcot to me is the true win out of this. Being able to hop on a gondola and to directly get right to the back gate of Epcot in 10 minutes is probably my favorite thing.
That's one of the things I love about Beach Club. And I'm just hoping that they build the capacity in there to hold it all and it doesn't become a big line.
Right. On our end, it's a dedicated end, so they should cater to our stop and, you know, put us on to get there. I understand coming back maybe more, you know, you may have to wait in line or what have you to get back a little bit more. But being a direct route right from there over to Epcot should hopefully, you know, I would think that they would keep that line pretty clear. So,
yeah, it's when you get off. It's the line that I'm worried about. Because you've got the Beach Club people, you've got the Swan and Dolphin people, you've got the Boardwalk people, and now you've got
Pop and Art of Animation indirectly.
Caribbean and Beach and Riviera all come into that gate. So,
I mean, because usually without the last couple people, I mean, without the gondola line, it's been fine getting in there. There's nobody ever there. We've come in and out of there a bazillion times, and it's been fine with Beach Club, Yacht Club, Swan, Dolphin, Boardwalk. You know, yeah, you're adding Art of Animation or Pop or and Pop and Caribbean Beach. I'm curious about Caribbean Beach because I see where the transfer station is because we stayed in one of the pirate rooms for one night before our last trip because, you know, you can only stay a max of 14 days at Pop, you know, at any one of the resorts. I think DVC you can stay longer, but 14 days in a resort room. So we added, and we had 15 days. So we added a night at Caribbean Beach and we got to kind of watch the transfer station being worked on and stuff. But the way where it is and everything, it'll be interesting to see how many people go over there and whether or not some people can go that are closer to the one at Riviera would be allowed to use Riviera Station or not.
Ah, if they build a walking path over to Riviera, like if you're going to Epcot, you might as well walk to the one that's there if you're between the two.
Right.
Any other final thoughts you have on Riviera that I should throw into the episode or?
Yeah, I do wish looking at it, I've come up with the number of probably 21 tower rooms because of the way they're laid out and the amount of floors. There's 7 floors, and I'm sure the bottom floor is something else. So I didn't count that one, but I counted the awnings. So there's 7 floors of awnings, and then there's the tower rooms are basically a quarter of a circle each. So you can't have more than 3 of them around that tower. And then the fourth corner is your inside walkway. So there can't be more than 21 of them. And I'm thinking they really should have put a tower on a couple of corners. But that's, you know, because I think it's going to be tough to get those with only 21 of them.
Oh, it will be. It'll be just as bad as the value rooms over at Animal Kingdom. If you don't
have Jumbo House.
Yeah. If you don't own there and you're not booking it or even walking it at 11 months, they'll be really right. difficult to get.
Yeah. I think they're a great idea, though, and I think it's another level that they should start to put in it. Their
I
places.
Think they will continue that trend. I think they're going to kick themselves if they didn't continue that.
Yeah, I think they will kind of be like, why didn't we put this on the other corner, too? Like, it doesn't take much from the corner, and it shoots them out and around a handful, you know. The points aren't that much different from a studio. They're only like 4 points different a night. So to sleep 3 more people. So it wouldn't have been too difficult for them to add some more on there.
If I can recap it, the reason why you bought Riviera was you love the location. You like the tower factor. Mm-hmm. You looked at this and
gondolas.
Said, hey, yeah, the gondolas, the transportation options.
Right.
You looked at it and said, hey, look, we don't have any kids to leave this contract to, but we're going to give it to a family member when we're done with it anyways. And as long as right. we're giving it away, they get full benefits of ownership and can stay anywhere. So
right.
from our perspective, it's a wash. We were right. buying the contract and giving it away anyway. So it'll be the next person's, our niece's responsibility. If she wants to sell it, whatever she can get for it.
Right. And whatever, if she can get anything for it, then it'll be a win for her. And if she can't get anything for it, she uses it till the end of the contract and it's still a win for her.
Yeah.
So
either way.
Yeah.
Right. So I think we're fine. I'm not scared by that at all. I mean, if you're buying it as a real estate investment, that's a whole other ball of wax and, you know, buy resale and use it. That's fine. And at some point, like I said, we're going to end up buying resale anyway. So if there was a contract we ever need to sell off, it would probably be the resale one, you know, that wouldn't have those restrictions. So.
Yeah. Well done. If you ask me, because it sounds like you guys are very educated consumers and you looked at your options and said, hey, look, I don't think this is a big deal to us based on our values and no. what have you. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
Well, this is the third Riviera owner that has told us, I plan on getting my value out of this resort in about 10 years. Anything after that is kind of gravy anyways. And Tara brings up another interesting concept of, I don't have kids, but I was going to give it to my niece who I love and generally goes to Disney with us anyways. Well played, Tara. And by the way, that was her husband jumping in a little bit. Sorry about the audio issues there. I didn't realize he was going to jump in as much as he did, but we'll welcome him in onto the show. I would have just got him a microphone had I known he was going to participate a little bit more. Couple of housekeeping issues here. I just got back from a cash stay at the Riviera, and the smart TVs did say, welcome Penny Cuff family. So they put the same technology in there that's in the new Coronado Tower. And then secondly as well, International Gateway has been significantly expanded. I have not heard a single person complain about capacity issues getting into the park through the gateway, and I've been through it several times since it's opened up, and never an issue for us as well. So that, we can put those items to rest. We'll be back next Monday with an episode from Princess Katie, if you watch the live shows and remember her joining us there. So I'd also like to thank on this episode our sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, Monera Financial, Incredible Vacation Homes, and Be Our Guest Vacations. And as always, thank you to the Patreons who help support the show and help me come back in and take things to the next level, experiment with new technology, new equipment, and try some new and interesting things. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing out the show. Have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.